Well, in this past year, you know, providentially, God kind of opened a door. We moved from Clarendon Street, and we're now based out here in Sandyford Parish in the south side of Dublin. And we started kind of liaising with the priests who are based here. We were attending Mass there more regularly than going into the city. And when we got talking about the ministry that we did, they got really excited and said that's the kind of thing they wanted happening here in the parish. So I was actually offered a full-time position here in the parish to do the same stuff. So we came up with a plan to try and reach the young people of the parish and the surrounding areas. So yeah, we offer school retreats and parish missions, but we've also set up a club for confirmation age kids. So the confirmation kids are kind of 13, 12-year-olds in the parish, and we bring them along every week where we give them some catechesis. We also have some fun, some games, but give them a context in which their faith is built. It's in a parish setting. It's not just something they make in school, but it's something that's been offered to them. It's a decision that they're making because we see them as kind of adults in the faith. So there's been a great response in the young people. We've started running other programs for them. Live out our calling to ministry. You know, we've got a real desire to see the faith grow, to see the church grow, to become renewed. And I feel very blessed and privileged to be part of what I see as the renewal of the church. Very often I hear it, they say young people are the future of the church. But to be honest, young people at the moment are the church. You know, they're very much the heart and the lifeblood of the church in many places. And when you can renew the young people, you can see a renewal throughout the whole parish. So we're really focusing on trying to get them more engaged, giving them a sense of belonging and helping them understand the great history of the faith here in Ireland.
Pat, what is your role within, actual official role, if you like, within your parish?
My official title is I'm Youth Director and Coordinator for Evangelisation and Catechesis. So that kind of covers a whole load of stuff. But it's basically trying to, not just trying to catechise the young people, but trying to give them a living experience of their faith, and trying to bring a sense of purpose and belonging. Because many young people may visit the church through school, or they might even be Sunday visitors, you know, but never actually engage and make the parish their own. So it's trying to give them that sense of ownership, that sense of belonging, and just trying to be a welcome, friendly face when they do come along. And we see, even in the past couple of years, there's been a huge change around in the way the parish works together, and even the sense of belonging that people have. We see ourselves as a community, not just as lots of individuals who come to the same building to pray. So it's great to be able to witness that.
What kind of activities do you do during the week with the youngsters?
So every week we have a Monday night prayer group where we do an hour of adoration, and there's led prayers throughout, lovely music, and we meet together afterwards just for a cup of tea and a chat. So it's important for young people to have that sense of being able to just hang out with other like-minded people. We have a confirmation club once a week. We've got lots of things happening. We've got talks throughout the year, especially for parents with young children. One of the ones that's coming up in next Thursday is on the issue of cyberbullying. Now, it's a big thing for parents, but when it's done from a faith perspective and the importance of the parents' role in the children's lives, then it gives them ownership and custody of it. So that's going to be happening Thursday night in St. Mary's in Sandyford. We have lots of events throughout the year. We try to do some things to build up families. So we have a father-son hike. Again, that's coming up next Saturday. We do that a few times throughout the year. And again, given the fathers, I suppose, permission to get involved in their son's lives and say, you know, you are the primary role model. So, you know, here's a space where you can just walk together, spend some time together, and say some prayers together in a kind of unobtrusive environment. Just last weekend, we had a lovely event for mothers and daughters, you know, just for girls who are just becoming women, you know, kind of 10 to 13-year-olds. So we had 50 young people come along, you know, and they got to find out about how to communicate with their parents, the changes of life, you know, just healthy living, you know, physically and spiritually. So we're constantly looking for new projects and new ways to reach people where they're at, rather than kind of tell them what they need. We respond to their needs. We ask them what they're looking for and try and give them the, I suppose, a spiritual thing, because we're not just here to be, you know, a community centre. We're here to give them some spiritual nourishment.
But it isn't just one parish, really. It's a cluster now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, our three parishes, well, it's one parish, it was three parishes amalgamated a long time ago before clustering became popular, you know, because of a lack of priests. Sandyford, Kiltearn and Glencullen, you know, used to be country parishes. So when they put them together, there was a very small population, although geographically it's a huge area. It goes all the way from Dundrum, all the way down, you know, to Enniskerry. You know, it's like geographically massive. But as well as that, the population has boosted in the past 20 years. You know, we're now at nearly 40,000 people within our parish. So it's quite a lot of people to minister to. But we're very lucky that we do have three priests, you know, and we also have a great team of lay people working there. We've got, from the diocese, we've got a lay coordinator. You know, she's fantastic. You know, we've got a youth minister. That's my job. We've got great sacristans. We've got a great team around us. You know, hospitality, parish council, people who are really active and involved. Even within the past few months, the amount of young people who have gotten more involved. I mean, our Christmas services, we had lots of youth choirs joining in, and for, especially we had a big mass for the Epiphany, which was done for RTE. And we had three youth choirs got involved, the Irish choir, the folk group, and from the local secondary school, who did kind of more traditional music. And it was great to see them all working together just to bring a beautiful liturgy and a great experience of the faith. So, yeah, we're seeing young people getting involved, also wanting, you know, stepping forward to take leadership roles. So it's exciting because we're still starting off, but we're already seeing payoff of it. In the past, I always worked with a school, and then you'd go off and not know what happened afterwards. And people always ask, what's the follow-up? But to me, parish life, an active parish community, that is the follow-up. Getting them re-engaged in the Eucharist, in their faith, helping them understand the sacraments so they can, you know, reap the benefits of the grace that's already available.
How important would social media be to your ministry?
Oh, huge at this point. I mean, young people, that's how they communicate. If you don't get out into the social media, then the message is unheard. Like, we were sitting asking ourselves at the beginning, you know, we put things into the bulletin, you'd announce it from the altar, but some people just seemed not to get the message. So we started up our Facebook page. We've got one for the parish, and we've got our own one dedicated to the youth of the parish. That's Sandyford Parish and Sandyford Parish Youth. And again, we just see how many people tune in. Like, for the mother and daughters thing, we did a little interview on the radio, and instantly 500 people looked at the page. You know, like, you can see how quickly it reaches people. Whereas if we said, oh, write to us, or, you know, log on to our website, people are for some reason less willing to do so. So things like Facebook, Twitter, I think it's where young people are, it's where they talk, it's where they spend a lot of time. So and we see the rewards of it, I suppose, in the response to the advertising that we put through it, as well as marketing, advertising events. It's a great way to keep in touch with the young people, you know, just to kind of talk to them on an ongoing basis. If they want to tune in, if they want more information, we can just post it up rather than having to send it out to them. And I suppose the benefit of being on things like Facebook, asking young people, especially under 18s, for details is difficult. You know, child protection laws, and when you work in the church, we need to be very, very careful. But when they can tune in on their own, you know, the information's there, we can make it available, and they use it. So it's great to be able to use that resource.